Congress has recessed until after the November election. When it returns, it will have a full slate of legislation to pass, from a defense authorization to a farm bill to cybersecurity measures. Most of the attention, though, will be placed on looming tax increases. The lower tax brackets put in place under President George W. Bush are set to return to original levels at the end of the year, and President Barack Obama's payroll tax cut will expire also. There is one under-the-radar provision, though, that could have a major effect on Alaska Native corporations and their beneficiaries. APRN's Peter Granitz looks at how ANCSA trusts may be taxed at a much higher rate, and that could mean lower payouts for some Alaska Natives.
Many Alaska Natives receive dividends from their village and regional corporations. Others receive extra dividend checks from ANCSA settlement trusts. Many, though not all, Alaska Native corporations have trusts. They are separate entities altogether from the corporations and are designed to create more revenue for shareholders. Those tax-free dividend checks shareholders receive come from a trust's annual earnings. The tax rate the trust pays on earnings is only 10%, far lower than typical corporate tax rates. Senator Lisa Murkowski says that's because of the fundamental nature of just what an ANC is.
It is not a corporation like Exxon. It is set up, established, unique under the law, a recognition that the Native people of the state of Alaska would, with their settlement with the federal government, it would be handled differently. And so their tax status has also been recognized differently.
As part of the so-called Bush tax cuts, Congress lowered the corporate earnings rate on income from ANCSA trusts. It passed in 2001, again in 2003, and it's set to expire December 31st. If that happens, the earnings on a trust will be subject to a 38% tax for any money that's not distributed. Maud Blair is an attorney with the Nana Regional Corporation. She says there's a fairly predictable result if the trust is smaller.
There will be less money going to the beneficiaries. In Nana's case, that is shareholders over the age of 65.
Last year, Nana gave out $2,000 checks. Blair says that's especially important in places like Kotzebue, where gas is about $8 a gallon. And it's even more important to remote villages, especially when permanent fund dividends are as low as this year's. Sherry Beretta also thinks a smaller pot of money means smaller dividends. She's the chairman of Chugach, Alaska. And she has another major concern, that if the tax provision sunsets, beneficiaries could be taxed on the dividends. That's never happened at Chugach, because the trust was established in 2007.
The earnings the trust receives then becomes taxable regardless of whether we distribute it. They call it a phantom tax. So we would have to do a 1099 for any earnings and basically force us to distribute any earnings that came from the settlement, regardless of the policy that we've developed.
Trusts are meant to grow. Paying out the entire amount every year prevents the trust from gaining interest. Beretta says Congress cannot let the provisions die because it would affect the neediest, Alaska Natives without pensions or retirement accounts. Chugach paid out $200 to beneficiaries last year. Beretta says the corporation would like to increase its contribution to the trust, in turn creating larger payouts, but because of the uncertainty, it's taking its time. Alaska's congressional delegation is united in trying to preserve the current setup, the lower rate for earnings, and keeping the dividends tax-free. U.S. Senator Mark Begich says the plan costs next to nothing in federal money, about $41 million over the next decade. His argument is an economic one.
In this case, is actually services or hard cash going to its members? And our goal is, the faster you can get that in their hands or in services, the better that's going to be for them or the economy that they're attached to.
Some lawmakers are campaigning against the stimulus bill from 4 years ago, vowing to fight any government spending, regardless of how it could spur the economy. When Congress returns in November, it's poised to address looming spending cuts and the tax increases. The task is making a small one for Alaska Native corporations just as relevant as a payroll cut that affects nearly everyone in the country. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.